Well, hello, everyone. This is Joan. And as you can see, John is not with us today. He had a little setback in his journey into better health. A couple of weeks ago, he had a severe infection in his blood, and he was admitted to the hospital. He spent a week there, which really debilitated him. But he has come, you know, with the antibiotics, he's come along quite a bit. And so that the doctor recommended that he be transferred to a physical therapy facility to get his energy back, because he couldn't even get out of bed by himself. So it's been quite challenging the last couple of weeks, and he has done an amazing job. He is just really committed to staying on this planet and being with everybody through the entire course here. So he has been able to get in and out of the bed himself. He walks with the walker in PT. He's not yet able to do that on his own. But we're hoping one more week in physical therapy and he'll be able to come home, and then he'll have some physical therapy at home. So anyway, I know he misses everyone. So I just wanted to let you know what was going on at our house. So with that, let us begin our session and get started here. Melena, do you want to say hello? I kind of took over the whole thing here.
It's fine. I'm over here coughing anyway. Well, hi, everybody. We're happy to be with you and happy to see all of your smiling faces.
Well, great. All right. Let's everybody take a deep breath. Breathe in light and exhale love. Breathe in love and exhale light. Be present in this moment. Be aware of yourself seated in the gallery of our cosmic light temple. Be in harmonic resonance with this magnificent temple of light. Welcome and receive the frequencies of light signatures of all the beings who are part of the Council of 12, as we enter in the same manner that they did last we met. They're filing in, taking their seats. Feel yourself energetically coming into unity with all of the council members. We are the Council of 12. Take another deep breath and integrate this statement into your being. Another breath. This is an important sequence of time for our group. Our session today, as well as the sessions that follow, are designed precisely to catapult each one of us into the mastery that we came into this life with, but have forgotten because of the dense third dimensional energetic paradigm that we find ourselves in. We are on the precipice of becoming something that we never thought possible, and discovering who we are as soul spirit. We are about to gain the fullness of all the travels and wisdom that we have acquired in this particular soul essence that our spirit is using to accomplish what we are about to achieve. Each stream of collective consciousness of the human participants of this Council of the Twelve and their soul wisdom assist us to make the changes within the physical body and our human consciousness. As we make these changes for ourselves, the consciousness of the earth is upgraded to support our journey into mastery. Remember, we set the template for those coming after us, those teachers who follow us, so that they don't have to go through the distortions and the traumas that each one of us have had to travel to get to the consciousness that we are. They will start where we leave off. In the communication that Milena and I received this week, we were asked to convey to you that every member of the Council of 12 is honored to be a part of this particular template that we are co-facilitating with them and that we are physically laying down for others to follow. It's not just the council that is directing this, and it is, but we are one with that council and forever entwined with it. These teachings are leading us fully into the state of consciousness that we have forgotten temporarily. We are never separate, ever. This session and the sessions that follow, as I have said before, are important sessions. We are going to learn to further open the physical chakra system, which is in reality a spinning vortex of light, each one, and achieve personal sovereignty within this system. Milena will facilitate this session, so please welcome her. Milena?
Hey. Well, welcome, everyone. Well, welcome, everyone. Make yourself comfortable and let us begin. So eons ago, long before the fallen consciousness, we who were destined to become humans operated in the full awareness of ourselves as a soul spirit. Our spirit, which is eternal, was created in the image and similitude of Prime Creator. As light beings preparing to experience more form, we were provided a 12th dimensional template that included 12 fully functioning DNA strands, which assisted us in remembering who we were as a spirit. This helped us maintain our connection to Source as we freely went back and forth through dimensional sequences in various states of matter. And this worked great for a very long time. So what happened that disconnected us from all but two strands of DNA? Well, many things occurred over a period of thousands and hundreds of thousands of years that fractured the original template. So let us fast forward through eons of time to Atlantis. We are well versed about what occurred in Atlantis, which resulted in humankind's most current fallen state. It is my belief that some of the disconnections of our DNA occurred organically as consciousness fell and we descended into lower and lower dimensional states. As we continued descending, we no longer had access to the DNA strands that functioned in the higher dimensional states, and they became dormant through inaccessibility. There was also the intentional interference, manipulation, and distortions that rendered less and less access to our DNA. So with the loss of access to most of our DNA strands, we unfortunately lost remembrance of our cosmic and personal histories. So that brings us to where we are today. Geneticists say that most humans currently on the planet are operating with three DNA strands, and that each strand of DNA should have 12 chromosomes. That means there should be 36 functioning chromosomes in each human alive today. That, however, is not the case. Today, humans only have 23 active chromosomes. So where are the other 13? And isn't it interesting that the number 13 presents itself here? So let's go a bit further down the rabbit hole. We are all aware that the feminine aspect of creation has been successfully silenced and denigrated throughout the ages. There's more. The genetic coding in the female body was tampered with. Our chromosomes, which are part of our DNA and genetic coding, are passed through the mother's line to their children. The DNA and RNA of women, who are the mothers, was manipulated so that their children could never be whole. Take a breath. That statement probably hits some of you deeply and energetically in your heart center, as well as your physical and emotional bodies. All of you were asked last week to be sure you knew what your primary color code is, and you were directed to revisit our 2020 Light Conference and go back into the Rainbow Corridor with the Magdalene and Yeshua to retrieve your primary color code that also contains your unique sound code, if you did not remember what it was. Our primary color and sound codes, along with our prime directive, are some of the most important of the many gifts and tools that we have been provided with in order to accomplish our mission and to achieve our own ascension when we exit the earth plane. So how are we going to begin to change and override the manipulations and mutations of our DNA and genetic coding? We will begin today by working with our chakras, beginning with the first three. And let's also refer to them as energy centers. We have done a lot of work in the past with the chakras, and today we will begin building a new pathway of change. You are reclaiming your sovereignty in your body. We are all aware and have accepted that there are certain colors assigned to each chakra. These assigned colors have become contaminated by mass consciousness programming. Each member of Ascending Masters of Light is being gifted the opportunity to change this with precision by reclaiming your sovereign authority by establishing your specific primary codes and sound codes and your energy centers, and within the whole of your being. The process we are about to do will be unique to each of you, as your color and sound codes are uniquely yours, as they work in concert with your prime directive. So take a deep breath in and exhale. And one more time, deep breath in and exhale. As we take the next step on our ascension path. Be aware of yourself within your entire toroidal unified field. Know yourself in your full sovereignty, operating within the frequency of your original divine blueprints. Place your attention on the eighth dimensional aspect of your sacred crystalline heart center that sits in front of you. With your eighth dimensional luminous frequency of light sitting at the edge of your unified field, with your command, call forth your primary color code into your eighth dimensional sacred crystalline heart. Observe as it fills with this high-frequency, radiant color of light that is your primary color frequency. Draw that magnificent color into your sacred heart center that is within your physicality, allowing all the codes that are held in the stream of color to fill your entire sacred heart center, including your heart chakra. Allow your physical heart to now receive this magnificent color that represents your unique energy signature as the soul spirit that you are. Visualize this light-filled stream of color as liquid plasma. Allow your primary color to flow down into your third chakra, filling it completely as it overlays the yellow. Remember, your energy centers extend in front of you and behind you, connecting you to your etheric light bodies. Watch this chakra spin like a gyroscope within the core of you as it is infused with this beautiful color of light. And take a breath. Next, allow your primary color code to flow into your second chakra, filling it completely. Watch as it overlays the color of orange. And as that chakra fills with your radiant color code, watch it spin in that gyroscopic manner. Another deep breath. Let's continue. Allow the light of your color code to flow into your root chakra, overlaying the red with your unique color. As this chakra continues to fill, watch as it spins like a gyroscope. For some of you, this will flow very easily. Some may find the flow more sluggish in one or more of these three chakras, and that's all okay. We are reversing thousands of years of programming. Allow your primary color code to now continue the flow downward into your legs, into your feet, and into your toes. And as the color of liquid plasma continues its flow, into your Earth Star. Allow your primary color codes to be anchored here permanently to help you integrate your color and sound frequencies. From the perspective of your Earth Star, watch your first triad as it spins in unison with your primary color codes radiating throughout the triad. As the spin continues, your color and sound codes are raising the frequencies of each chakra, which will allow the changes to begin. Take a breath. from the Earth star the coded frequency of light from your primary color flows and blends into your toroidal field, where it is picked up and carried upward to the apex of your fourth triad. Allow your color and sound codes to continue moving into and through each energy center of your spinning fourth triad and into your central column. Watch as it is illuminated with the magnificent codes and frequencies of your unique color. Now the color moves into the third triad and those energy centers, which are all being infused with your primary color and sound codes as it spins. From the third triad, allow this brilliant color of light to flow into your soul star, which knows your color and sound frequencies intimately. Now place your attention on the base of your skull, where the Alta Major Center, also known as your medulla oblongata, is located. Envision a cup sitting at the base of your skull. This is no ordinary cup. It is a golden chalice. Allow that golden chalice to fill with the plasmic light of your color code as it is drawn from your soul star. Once the chalice is full, the high frequency codes contained in your color will be drawn up into your medulla. And with a brilliant flash, the light angles up through your head to your pineal gland. As that flow continues, place your attention again on the third triad. Allow the color frequencies to continue to flow downward and observe the magenta thousand petal crystalline lotus as the crystalline plasmic color and sound codes penetrate and pass through the lotus at your crown chakra. Notice how the flame held within the lotus is enhanced by the plasmic infused color stream of light as it now flows into the second triad, your pineal gland is also infused from this direction. And as your pineal gland vibrates and spins, the color expands and fills the entire second triad, filling the sixth chakra, the seed crystals, and the infinity template. As the second triad continues to spin, it is infused with the liquid crystalline color that is you. Allow the stream of color to flow into your entire skull, moving throughout your brain, through the neural pathways. Into and around your ears. Your eyes, into your cheekbones, around your mouth, and your chin. As the flow continues to move into your neck, pay attention to your throat chakra as it fills with this plasmic color. And as it does, your specific and unique sound codes will now activate throughout your entire unified field and physical body. Be aware as your unique harmonic begins to reverberate throughout every aspect of your being. In this moment, you are permanently anchoring your very unique and specific sound codes into all that you are. Take a breath. Continuing, bring the color stream down into your chest area, letting it flow across your shoulders, down into your upper arms, elbows, lower arms, into your hands. Into each finger, and out of the chakras and the palms of your hands. Return your attention to your chest area as the color continues to flow down your central column and expands into every aspect of your upper body. Filling all of your organs, your bloodstream, and your central nervous system. A stream of color flows back into your sacred heart center, down your back, down your spine, and filling your abdomen. The color once again moves through the first triad, infusing those three chakras even more. Completing the circuit, the flow continues to filter down your legs, back into the Earth Star. Watch as the beautiful, magnificent color it's once again taken up into the flow of your toroidal field, back to the fourth triad. Observe your entire unified field and light bodies enveloped with the brilliance of the crystalline light frequency of your signature color and sound cones. And take a breath. Over the next 2 weeks, your focus and attention will be required at least once each day to return to this process and sit in the flow and vibration of these frequencies moving throughout your body in unified field. Make sure that your primary color codes are infusing your first three chakras daily. And you can check on this as many times during the day as you like. You may find on some days that the color might have faded. Should that occur, call forth your color code, filling each chakra and making sure the flow continues uninterrupted throughout your entire unified field. If you give yourself the time and experience of sitting in the frequencies of your primary color and sound codes over these next 2 weeks as they become permanently anchored, we know you will be amazed by the long-term effects that will occur. This will also serve to prepare you as we continue into the next several sessions. These changes will be subtle, but they are deep and very powerful. We are creating and setting a new template in place for you to operate within for the duration of your time in this body on the earth plane. Take one more breath. Be aware of yourself as the magnificent soul spirit that you are. And be in appreciation for arriving at this most important milestone on your journey home. Blessings, everyone.
Blessings. We will leave you in this magnificent energetic vortex. And we will meet again in 2 weeks. Blessings.